Integrating Cloud and Edge. Architectures that combine the cloud with edge computing stand to generate even more opportunities than cloud alone. Edge computing runs our digital world, managing and monitoring manufacturing operations, powering robots, piloting driverless vehicles, enabling the smart home, and running the billions of devices that make up the IoT. It moves much of the information processing out to the edge of networks, while still harnessing the enormous computing resources of the cloud and the power of AI. The global market for edge AI chips in 2019 was valued at $1.8 billion and is expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 21.3% from 2020 to 2027 due to increasing use of social media and e-commerce platforms that demand efficient processors for quick execution of machine learning tasks. While the cloud provides elasticity and agility at the back end, edge computing brings more intelligence to the front end, where networks meet with the physical world through sensors, smartphones, robots, drones, virtual reality devices, cameras, autonomous vehicles, and the IoT. For example, augmented reality combines the real world with a digital overlay, such as the Pokemon Go augmented reality game for mobile phones, while virtual reality offers a fully immersive digital environment, such as the virtual reality headset offered by Microsoft called HoloLens. Applications range from gaming and entertainment to training, education, and healthcare. In each case, providing a novel and advanced human experience is central to the design. Placing more intelligence at the edge creates real-time value by increasing speed and reducing latency at the point where a decision or action is needed. It brings predictive analytics to local devices. It eases bandwidth issues as edge computing deals with data at the point of capture instead of transmitting huge volumes of raw data back to the cloud. It offers innovative ways to protect the privacy of sensitive data. And when systems interact directly with people, edge computing can provide more immediate and immersive experiences. As it is combined with other emerging technologies, edge computing also vastly increases a company's operational and strategic capabilities. The next wave of frontier technologies. A host of technologies have emerged that will enable future innovation. The following is a field guide to what's here and what's next. Blockchain. Blockchain, which is part of a class of technology known as distributed ledgers, enables new kinds of digital ownership and trust. In simple terms, blockchain maintains and records data in a distributed way that allows organizations and individuals to confidently share access to the same data in real time, while mitigating concerns around security, privacy, and control. In one of its common uses, blockchain allows people to exchange money without intermediaries such as banks or other financial institutions. Bitcoin and Ethereum are examples of blockchain-based cryptocurrencies. Blockchain is moving well beyond the initial cryptocurrency applications and has large implications for businesses and governments, as it is applied to government-issued currencies, supply chains, digital identity, and other applications. Blockchain-based non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, for instance, can be used to verify that a specific person is the owner of an original digital artwork. If the value of the art goes up and the buyer wants to resell it, he or she can conduct a sale and record it on the public, secure, distributed ledger. And depending on the contract between the artist and the original buyer, the artist might even recoup a percentage of the secondary sale and potentially retain more control over the terms of a sale. As blockchain enables new forms of trust and transparency in the digital world, such as these, it will lead to novel economies and systems of digital value that have previously been unimaginable. The Metaverse. At one time just a science fiction concept, the metaverse is moving into more mainstream discussion, thanks in part to attention from some of the biggest technology players. The technology building blocks of the metaverse include virtual and augmented reality, along with blockchain-enabled digital identity and commerce, as well as AI, which powers deep, immersive experiences. A core idea of the metaverse is that digital worlds, previously cordoned off, will become interoperable, allowing more freedom to roam across disparate virtual environments. In the metaverse, you can do more than play Fortnite with friends. While in the comfort of your own home, you can have an immersive shopping experience at your favorite retailer, where your virtual avatar can find the right fit based on your dimensions. You can also take an interactive class with a virtual professor. Afterward, you might meet up with a friend who lives across the world for a virtual spin class. Then you could take in a virtual concert or take a walk together in a virtual park where the trees are pink and the sky is green. These kinds of activities, available in some ways today but not yet well integrated, will become increasingly accessible as more companies realize the value of building digital spaces within a shared metaverse. Quantum computing. Once the purview of research scientists, quantum computing is finally making its way out of the lab and into practical business applications. While still in its early days, quantum computing promises exponential improvements in computational speed and processing over traditional computing. It harnesses strange subatomic principles of quantum physics like entanglement and superposition. Applications can be found in areas as diverse as healthcare and financial services, supply chain management, research and development, and naturally, technology. A number of exciting commercial developments are expected, even though no off-the-shelf quantum solutions exist yet, and the research to make these machines broadly usable is ongoing. A few leading companies are already helping make quantum hardware available for purchase and shared use. Others are working to offer cloud-based platforms and software applications that provide customers with access to quantum computing power. Broader business adoption is expected within the next 2 to 5 years, with the market for quantum computing projected to reach $65 billion by 2030. As quantum computing extends its reach, it may help people find solutions to problems that were previously inaccessible. Cures for diseases, optimized shipping routes, uncrackable cryptography, simulations to fight climate change, and other complex human challenges over the decades to come. Moving analytics to the edge. Fugro, the world's leading geodata company, offers a helpful example of the ability to speed up inference at the edge and ease bandwidth issues with the cloud. Fugro provides geotechnical, survey, subsea, and geosciences services to clients in the renewables, oil and gas, power, and infrastructure sectors, supporting them in the design, construction, and operation of their assets. To understand how a structure such as a wind farm might behave in extreme climates, a team of oceanographers, meteorologists, and hydrographers collects environmental metadata on water depth, wind, waves, currents, and temperature before design and construction begin. The company analyzes this geo-data to derive insights that produce the most cost-effective, sustainable designs and help clients manage their assets throughout their life cycle. Marine geo-data can be collected in various ways, by dispatching vessels that analyze the ocean floor or transmitting time series data from satellites and sensors located inside ocean buoys or other structures. Because the company often works in remote areas, it must depend on satellites with sometimes spotty links and limited ability to handle large amounts of data. A satellite outage of just an hour could mean missing a critical environmental event that affects a client's operations. In the past, when an outage occurred, Fugro would send a vessel and crew to the affected sensor. They manually collected and uploaded the data to on-premises servers aboard the vessel, transferred the data to an external hard drive when the ship got back to port, and then took it to the company's onshore offices for analysis. All of this was slow and costly. To streamline the process, the company is deploying a cloud continuum solution across nearly 30 ocean-going vessels. After migrating the on-premises servers to the cloud, it deployed a fully managed service to run workloads on the vessels. Time series data is ingested, queried, stored, and processed at the edge. Fugro's technology spends far less time in communication with the cloud, saving significant time and costs associated with latency and bandwidth. With inbuilt AI and machine learning capabilities, Fugro can conduct real-time scoring for improved analysis at the edge. We bring advanced functionality such as machine learning and real-time analysis of temporal data where we need it most, locally, on the asset, says Richard Corliss, Fugro's lead cloud architect. With the company's vessels and onshore assets connected through a cloud architecture, Fugro has reduced the time needed to process and deliver monthly data reports from offshore locations to client dashboards from 2 weeks to 8 minutes. New software can be remotely deployed on a vessel almost instantly instead of being laboriously built from scratch by a team of developers each time. And vessels must no longer return to port to upgrade software. Now that we can collect and act on data in near real time from anywhere in the world, says Pim Pierboom, Global Project Manager of Integrated Marine Management at Fugro, we can make our work faster, safer, and more efficient, no matter where we are or what the project scope is. Moving more processing to the edge can also reduce latency, delays in response time, in critical domains like industrial safety systems and autonomous vehicles, where processing, inference, and action must take place in real time. Analytics on the edge can detect problems with a wind turbine, an aircraft engine, or an MRI, and then AI can make instant adjustments to prevent damage or optimize performance. Schneider Electric employs a cloud architecture designed to reduce latency and bring predictive analytics to thousands of oil and gas pumps spread over large geographic areas for energy companies. Schneider's real-lift rod pump control allows companies to monitor and configure pump settings and operations remotely, enabling settings and performance adjustments and shutdowns of failing devices. In some critical systems or critical processes, whether at an oil pump or in a manufacturing plant, you may have to make a decision in a matter of milliseconds, and someone's life could be at stake, says Matt Bougenier, analytics application architect for Schneider. By building machine learning algorithms into our applications and deploying analytics at the edge, we reduce any communication latency to the cloud or a central system, and that critical decision can happen right away. With intelligence embedded at the edge, companies can also predict abnormal operating conditions before they happen and take action, reducing unplanned downtime, which decreases costs, increases production, and increases the agility of maintenance services. Traditionally, machine learning is something that has only run in the cloud, but for many IoT scenarios, that isn't good enough, because you want to run your application as close as possible to any events, says Bougenier. Now we have the flexibility to run it in the cloud or at the edge, wherever we need it to be. The multi-access edge meets 5G. Even more of the cloud will be brought to the edge by multi-access edge computing, MEC, technology, in conjunction with 5G networks, unleashing a new wave of innovation in applications and business models. It is hard to overestimate the potential of genuine 5G when it is fully implemented, with bandwidth measured not in megabits but rather in gigabits per second. 5G networks will be as much as 100 times faster than today's mobile technology. Their speed, capacity, and dramatically reduced power consumption and communications response times will make possible an astonishing range of innovative new products and services. The economic and social benefits could be enormous. A pioneer in using MEC in conjunction with 5G was Verizon, one of the world's leading providers of technology, communications, information, and entertainment products and services. The company was an early adopter of 5G multi-access edge computing using a service that extends the AWS infrastructure, including computing power and storage services, to the edge of Verizon's network. This combination of 5G bandwidth and cloud-to-edge services enables Verizon's enterprise customers, entrepreneurs, and independent software vendors to build large-scale, super-low-latency apps that serve mobile end users and devices. For example, some football fans are already able to watch up to 7 instant replays live from the stands at a crowded game on their smartphones through Verizon's ultra-wideband 5G service, and many concertgoers may one day enjoy immersive new augmented reality experiences at live events. The parts of an application that require ultra-low latency are deployed to the edge of the network and connect to the full range of AWS cloud services. Bringing those services to the edge minimizes the network hops required to connect to an application from a 5G-connected device. Previously, application data had to travel from the device to the mobile network to the networking devices and then to the internet to get to the application's servers, often in remote locations. With infrastructure that embeds computing power and storage located in the company's data centers at the edge, connected devices reach application servers without leaving the network. Areas where the single-digit millisecond latency can be applied will be limited only by the imagination of developers. For example, it could bring customers breathtakingly immersive experiences on extended reality devices, remote gaming, and live streaming. And it will bring real-time analytics and inference at the edge in areas where low latency is critical, like autonomous vehicles, robotic manufacturing systems, and smart cities. Computing power, data privacy. When privacy is a priority, new privacy-preserving machine learning, PPML, techniques can also bring the power of the cloud to the edge. Those techniques include federated learning, secure multi-party computation, differential privacy, encrypted computation, and more. In federated learning, for example, training data is stored locally on edge devices. Each device downloads the machine learning model from the cloud, updates the model, and sends it back, where it will then be averaged with other updates from other sources. Thus, each client helps train the model while still storing data locally. PPML opens up new possibilities in fields like healthcare. AI has proven to be potentially life-saving and essential for progress against disease. Standard machine learning approaches centralize training data in the cloud, where enormous computing power can be brought to bear to create a predictive model. But in healthcare, patient information must be maintained locally to ensure privacy, precluding the traditional approach to training. Enter federated learning. Developed by Google, federated learning elegantly meets the challenge of helping advance medicine while keeping patient data local and private. The current model for predicting a particular disease is downloaded to a smartphone or other edge device at a medical facility. The model learns from the patient data on the device and then summarizes the changes as a small, focused update. The update to the model is sent to the cloud using encrypted communication, where it is immediately averaged with other user updates to improve the shared model. All of the individual patient data used to train the model remains on the local device. The technique also holds great promise for drug development, which can take years and cost upward of $1 billion to bring a new drug to market. To speed the discovery of potentially life-saving compounds, 10 of the world's most prominent pharmaceutical companies, including AstraZeneca, Bayer AG, GlaxoSmithKline, and Novartis, have embarked on a collaborative federated learning project called MELODY, short for Machine Learning Ledger Orchestration for Drug Discovery. Says Mathieu Gaultier, chief product officer of Okin, a French-American AI company that is coordinating the project, the goal is to harness the collective knowledge of the consortium in a platform containing, amongst others, multitask predictive machine learning algorithms incorporating an extended privacy management system to identify the most effective compounds for drug development, while protecting the intellectual property rights of the consortium contributors. The companies will train their algorithms on each other's chemical compound libraries while protecting each contributor's intellectual property, such as the exact chemistry of the compounds. With access to millions more compounds, the companies hope to improve the ability of their algorithms to identify the most promising compounds to become drug candidates. Bayer AG's library, for example, contains about 4.5 million compounds, but the project will give the company access to 10 million more, as well as billions of data points about the biological effects of those compounds. Bayer also plans to engage 7 hospitals and research organizations for a second federated learning project dealing with cancers caused by a rare genetic mutation. By sharing the data while preserving the essential intellectual property that underlies it, the companies can accelerate the identification of promising compounds, reduce failure rates in development, and preserve a route to patentable discoveries. Currently, the project focuses exclusively on preclinical data, which involves studies conducted before a drug candidate is tested in humans. If MELODY proves successful, participants could develop a similar platform using patient data from clinical studies. The Mayo Clinic has already taken a step in that direction with the creation of its clinical data analytics platform. Based on federated learning architecture, the platform will apply advanced data analytics on de-identified data from Mayo Clinic and other organizations, as well as the vast information in the scientific literature, to expand treatment options for some of the most serious and complex diseases. Working with Enference, a Cambridge, Massachusetts augmented intelligence company, participants will build a common artificial and machine learning model without sharing datasets. It will focus on identifying targets and biomarkers for new drugs, optimal matching of patients with therapeutic regimens, and real-world data and evidence applications, such as label expansion, post-marketing surveillance, and drug purposing. Platform business models have been a force of disruption in many sectors, and the rapid digitalization of healthcare is affording us an unprecedented opportunity to solve complex medical problems and improve lives of people on a global scale, says John Halamka, MD, Mayo Clinic Platform President. Stack strategically, stack holistically. As many of these examples demonstrate, technology and business strategy are converging, often thanks to developments within various layers of the technology stack. That is, the architectures, technologies, and partners companies choose for IT implementation. But to tackle the most ambitious challenges and position the enterprise to be flexible and future-adaptive, businesses also need to think holistically and strategically across layers. These imperatives will involve some of the most important decisions that companies make. NVIDIA demonstrated the value of this approach during the pandemic. As COVID-19 flared around the globe, NVIDIA launched Clara Guardian, a smart hospital solution that enabled hospitals to respond rapidly to an unprecedented time. Installed in more than 10,000 hospital rooms, the system made it possible for healthcare workers to remotely monitor and detect changes to patient vital signs, enforce the wearing of personal protective equipment, PPE, direct employees and visitors away from high-risk areas of the hospital, have contactless patient interaction through a voice-powered AI agent, and more. This feat would have been impossible without innovation and cohesion at every layer of the technology architecture. The system's smart sensors were able to stream data and generate insights about body temperatures, movement, social distancing, and mask detection. Pre-trained data models could use that data to assist with a diagnosis or predict if a patient was going to go to the ICU. Edge AI chips and GPUs provided much-needed horsepower to the system, while simultaneously supporting intelligent human-computer interactions like voice-powered assistance and dynamic wayfinding in facilities. The system allowed hospitals to respond and reorient to ever-changing needs in a time when speed was critical. And it's not just a COVID-19 solution, but one that will grow in value over time as hospitals repurpose parts of the system and uncover new use cases, allowing them to reap benefits long into the future. As enterprises reimagine the possibilities of technology-powered products and services, they will soon find they are playing a more active role in the relationship between people and technology than ever before. The convergence between business and technology means it's highly likely that the first time a customer interacts with a near-human AI agent, puts on a pair of virtual reality goggles, or learns about blockchain, it will be linked to a company's cutting-edge offering. Some 80% of respondents in our initial study believe that systems of the future will provide seamless interaction with humans, and 78% believe these systems will adapt to suit human styles of work. Since intelligent technologies are going to be pervasive in the workplace, as in our daily lives, it is paramount to design these systems to be radically human to get the maximum returns. Using technologies such as natural language processing, computer vision, voice recognition, and machine learning, radically human systems are making human interaction with them easier and more efficient. Companies can now reimagine systems to empower new human-plus-machine relationships with natural conversation, simple touches, and abundant personalization. The way to this future will be determined according to the technology strategy choices leaders make. Effective leaders will ramp down and digitally decouple legacy systems, while ramping up and cloud-enabling the boundarylessness, adaptability, and radically human features that characterize living systems. Leaders are also strategically adopting sophisticated cloud services, taking advantage of the increasing multitude of ways to organize and orchestrate networked architectures in order to increase speed, flexibility, and responsiveness. For example, more than 90% of leaders in North America in our Cloud Continuum survey use the cloud to enhance collaboration among employees and support ambitious projects that cut across business functions and geographies. They use the cloud to make work more interesting and data-driven by reducing rote tasks and manual maintenance work, and use cloud-based tools to make technology approachable. Leaders are also beginning to integrate edge computing into cloud architectures, ensuring that what happens locally informs what's known centrally, and vice versa. The edge becomes the path to insight on the cloud, and the cloud becomes the vehicle for disseminating that knowledge to the edge. Finally, leaders will build a holistic approach to IT that melds strategy and technology across multiple layers of applications and systems. The great convergence of strategy and technology happens within and across IT systems and has ignited a new era of business where competition has become a battle between systems. Organizations that successfully combine their business and technology strategies and work to find their most valuable combination of technologies across a technology stack will find themselves able to develop truly one-of-a-kind offerings with unprecedented agility, capturing new markets no matter how fast the world changes. In the next chapter, we'll take an in-depth look at ways organizations are bringing it all together into effective, future-looking business strategy, S, the capstone of the IDEAS framework. That strategy, how you integrate your tech investments and take advantage of the radically human turn in approaches to intelligence, I, data, D, expertise, E, and architecture, A, will ultimately determine how prepared you are to preempt disruption and seize the future.